This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University.
That was pretty bad.
Wasn't it? That wasn't stereo at all.
No, I failed.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't. Also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air for 25 more minutes. We go back now to Jackie in Louisiana. Jackie?
Not just Jackie. Jackie, our winner.
Yep,
our
winner.
She won this morning. She wasn't thinking about winning anything.
No. But life has funny turns. And it happened to Jackie today.
Congratulations, yeah. Jackie. How fun. How do you feel about winning that stainless steel travel mug?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, we know it's changed your life. That travel.
Here on Earth.
For the better. For the better. Hey. And a life-changing experience winning a travel mug.
What's your question for us? Thank you for being patient through the break.
Yes, sir. My husband and I, Kenny, we listen to your program all the time. We thank a lot of you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind.
And hello, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hello, Kenny. I'm sorry.
My question for you guys, which is what is the oldest city or settlement in Louisiana?
The oldest city or settlement in Louisiana?
When she said the oldest city, I almost blurted out Santa Fe. But then she said Louisiana. Is it going to be something Cajun related?
Is it,
guys,
is it South Louisiana or Acadia? North or middle or north? Can you tell us that?
I'll give you a hint. It's North Louisiana.
Okay, North Louisiana. That would
so this would be the Acadians.
I'm thinking down. Acadians came down, hence all the French.
No, but that's not in North Louisiana. She said North Louisiana.
While we're stalling, Jackie.
I'm going to say Ruston.
My wife at a restaurant last night, which is odd for this part of the country, she ordered Boudin. So that should make you proud. Jackie?
That didn't move her.
No, she might have lost her.
Jackie, you there? I'm going to say Ruston.
All right.
I'm going to go with Tim.
He's a geography expert.
It's a city called Natchitoches.
Natchitoches.
Oh, that's strange.
It's also on the menu in Mexican restaurants.
Oh, that you get cheese. Oh, yeah.
It's on the Texas-Louisiana border, right?
I believe it's sister city, Natchitoches.
Nacogdoches, mm-hmm.
Right?
Something.
So that's the oldest city in Louisiana.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
That's a neat trivia question.
What's it? Well, you got a 30-second brief history for that?
Well, it's spelled Natchitoches.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would do that to themselves.
There was a couple traveling, and they were having that conversation about how you say it correctly and, you know, and the spelling of it. So they pulled into McDonald's, and before they ordered, they said, would you settle something for us? How do you pronounce this right where we are? And the clerk said, McDonald's.
All right. Well, Jackie, you won yourself a
travel mug. Stainless steel.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate you calling.
And Kenny.
Thank you for listening.
All right, I'm going to up the ante here.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
If I can use gambling language here on Christian Radio.
Yes, did.
Which we for entertainment purposes only.
Never mind.
So
Be responsible.
I want this question answered. So I'm going to give people the AFR stainless steel travel mug if they can answer it without looking it up. And that is, what are the three best-selling flowers in the U.S.? Best-selling flowers in the U.S. is springtime. People are going to start planting in their garden and their flower beds in their yard. I want to know.
It's not technically springtime yet till the 21st.
Now, are you talking real?
On Earth?
Yeah.
Real or fake flowers? Because this is a new day.
Milk it. What now? I'm sorry.
Real or fake flowers? Because this is 2024.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's real. These are real.
These are real flowers.
These are real flowers.
On Earth.
All right. So there you go. On Earth, yes.
On Earth.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Where do we go next, Ed?
Well, listen, folks, you're not going to believe this. We're going to Massachusetts.
You're kidding.
Oh, wow.
And Dana is on the line. Dana, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I'm in Maryland, but thank you so much.
Oh, okay. It says MA on the computer screen. But
it should say MD.
It's a misprint.
No, it's not. It's
well,
just.
I'm telling you, I am honored to be on with our esteemed professors this morning. Heretofore, I have not been on your show.
Wow. You're checking long all time. The boxes.
Yeah,
thank
Dana.
We're
in Maryland. We're in Maryland.
I had time to think about it. We're up in the westernmost part. Deep Creek Lake is known for the tourism in this area. We're about 7 or 8 miles from Accident, Maryland. Every once in a while, I'll hear one of your callers on the show from Accident, and that always brings some giggles.
So are you in that, I don't know what you call it, that little panhandle of?
Yes, sir.
The panhandle of where real people live?
Yes, sir. Actually be considered West Virginia, probably. We have a lot more in common with the state of West Virginia than the rest of Maryland. Yeah. We're quite conservative here.
Yeah, I know. When you say Maryland, most people think Baltimore and liberal.
Yeah, right.
But there's a lot of conservative folks that live out, you know, toward where Dana lives. Ask, answer, or both, Dana?
I'd like to try both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to try the Bible question regarding the disciple who followed Christ to the crucifixion.
All right. Dana, here's the question. Only one of Jesus' disciples accompanied him all the way to the crucifixion. Which disciple was it?
That would be Peter.
No. Peter's always a good guess when you come into the disciples, but it was not Peter.
Okay, I'll have to leave that for someone else then.
Yeah, do you feel bad about that, though, Dana? I mean,
I do. I feel terrible about that.
Yeah, well don't feel terrible.
You remember, Peter did go to all the different things as they were judging him, all the different trials, but then he denied him 3 times before the rooster crowed, and so he kind of bugged out early.
And he fled. That's right. I'll have to go back and read it again.
That's good. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, we do horseback riding here for the public, and so I have a horse question for you. If you look at a horse, they have this hair on their neck, which is referred to as the mane, and that mane can fall over on the right side of the horse's neck or on the left. If you consider all of the horses, which side of the horse do you think has the most hair?
All right, JJ has owned horses. He's our horse.
He's our horse guy.
Our horse aficionado.
Aficionado.
Yeah, that.
This may be a trick question. Her last sentence, did you say which side of the horse has the most hair?
Yes, sir.
The outside.
The north side.
The outside of the horse.
Oh, JJ, you're good.
JJ got it.
Is that the answer?
Is that right?
That is the answer.
High five, JJ.
You had me thinking about how many hands high, and I was trying to remember which side the mane falls, but then when you said which side of the horse has the most hair, I said, okay.
It's the north side, but I think they're thinking about a tree or something, aren't I?
Actually,
yeah, you're thinking about where does moss grow on a horse? Yeah. Which side of the horse has the moss?
My bad.
I did think it was a trick question, but I thought she was going to, like, switch to the tail or something.
Right. Hey, Dana, you guys have...
You do rodeo stuff, Dana?
No, I think trail riding, right?
Trail riding.
We try really hard not to rodeo. We do trail riding for the public. So when folks come to our area to visit the Deep Creek Lake area, we take them out on guided trail rides.
Are your horses gated or no?
Nope. A lot of either quarter horse or paint horse.
Yes.
We do some draft crosses. We like something that's quiet, easygoing.
Your horse is gated.
Most of the horses down here are straight.
That seems like a personal question to me.
Dana can explain it better than me, but you have quarter horses, which we always had most of the horses, but you have this specialty horse that's called a gated horse, and the back end swishes side to side. And it's not a bumpy ride. It's just real comfortable and smooth. Is that a clumsy definition, but is that close,
and
Dana?
The swishing, that's the dead giveaway if they're gated or not.
Better stop right there, Ed.
What's the better way to describe that, Dana?
Tennessee walking horses or Rocky Mountain horses are very comfortable and have that nice little glide that you've very aptly explained.
Glide. Yeah.
Hey, Dana, what's the name of your trail riding business?
Business.
Circle R Ranch.
So when people are in Maryland and you want to go for a vacation, it's cooler there in the summer, and you can go on a trail ride if you visit Circle R Ranch.
And it's the part of Maryland you don't get carjacked.
That's right. That's on your card, actually.
You're not going to get horsejacked.
That's right.
On riding on these trails here.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Circle R, you said Circle R what?
Ranch.
Ranch.
But that is the part of Maryland where, I mean, it's very beautifully, it's very scenic, right? I mean, it's got, yeah.
Yes. We're in the Appalachian region.
Gotcha.
So not super high up. We're about 2,400 feet in elevation. West Virginia does get quite higher than that, but
gotcha.
Whenever you cross over into our county, there's a sign along Interstate 68 that says be aware or be prepared for adverse weather conditions because the weather changes quickly.
And gotcha. I will say this, just as a matter of personal taste, Circle R Ranch is my favorite salad dressing.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Dana, yeah, it was pretty bad.
At this point, we better let you go. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Circle R Ranch is your favorite salad dressing.
And I can't believe Tim and JJ are mocking my dad jokes. This is
duly noted. Yeah.
All right. I just
sometimes
I can't stop either.
But you've had horses and y'all have had horses a lot.
Growing up, and then we've had horses for years and years. We love to go horseback riding and have owned horses for years and years.
I don't have time to tell the story, but that reminds me, Circle R Ranch. I mean, we go to a place where you can rent a horse to ride trails. You know, have you ever done that before?
Trail riding. Yes, I have. You guys both have, and neither one of your stories were positive.
No, they didn't end well for me.
No, I was about 17, I think, 16. Had just, you know, getting ready for adulthood, and they put me on one of the horses that you go and you pay.
Trail ride, yeah.
The trail ride.
All in the line.
And these trails were very primitive.
Yeah.
And I was a horse riding virgin, so to speak.
A novice.
Novice, yes. Probably a better.
Well, okay.
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And so they put me on there with three other people, my wife, Allison.
Well, see, that's the first mistake. You don't want four people on one horse because that costs them.
Well, I thought the same thing.
They're going to get kicked in the
It was kind of awkward.
At some point.
You know? I thought these people were pulling our leg. They're just putting four of us up here on the same horse.
No, I knew what you meant.
So Allison, my wife, she was hanging on from the main.
She wasn't your wife yet, though.
Yeah, no, she's my girlfriend. Anyway, they put us on. Put each individual horses and then sent us off through the trails.
Right.
The horses knew kind of where they were going, and my horse wanted to get back to the stables as soon as it left them. And I didn't know what to do. Only lesson I had was the 5 minute here, get on, say hee haw, pull this, turn that way, see you later. And this guy didn't care. He had my money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So but I guess he knew the horse would find its way back.
Yes.
But that horse started galloping through the trails and the trails. The trails had low limbs on the trees.
Oh, my goodness.
When a horse starts to gallop out of control, and they can smell fear.
Well, they smelled it right away.
You might as well have been wearing cologne. Fear cologne.
Anyway, I just never will forget. That was terrifying.
Sure.
Now, it sounds funny now.
Have you been on a horse since?
You've never been on, huh?
Have you been on a horse
since? Yeah, I went with David Barton. Went out to in
Texas.
In Texas, in Jacksboro, Texas.
And when
Texas,
he tried to explain it to you, he said, I got this. I've been on a horse.
It wasn't real.
No, it was a nice, it was a horse you could really,
But it was one in front of the department store that you had to put money in, right? After that.
A lot of quarters went into that.
So I have ridden horses since then a couple of times, and they were more docile.
Yeah.
More
better
tame.
Trained.
But that horse that I got on when I was 17 that I'm describing, it went galloping through the woods, and you couldn't do anything to stop it. At least I didn't know what to do.
Right.
I was just ducking. I was ducking pine trees.
Pine limbs,
And that horse kept on, and it went down. It decided to go straight back to the, after about 30
minutes,
20 minutes, and it started galloping down the middle of the road. I'm talking about down the paved road.
Oh my god.
When I lost the rein.
Oh no.
I didn't have two. I had one rein. Listen, I was holding on to the stirrup. I was bent over.
Holding on to the horn.
The horn, praying to God that I would live, you know, to make it
at
back.
At this point, you didn't care what Allison thought. You just wanted to live.
There were cars coming down the road, and the horse was going right down the road.
Like, I've never heard this story.
Oh, my goodness. I've heard the story, but I forgot about it being out on the road.
The horse through the woods.
The horse was going right down the road. You know why? Because the horse was going back to the stables.
And he knew the shortcut.
And he knew where he was going, and he knew, like you said, JJ, he had a guy who didn't know what he was doing.
They can really tell if you're nervous.
But have you ever lost one rein?
I have. That's not.
What
a
do
good
you do
thing.
In that situation?
Well, you said it. You pray. That's the first thing you do.
But you hold on to the horn.
Yeah, right? Try to bend over and grab the loose rein.
Anyway, that was my other than a Shetland pony.
Right.
That my granddaddy had, that was my first experience on horseback right there.
Oh,
so you
my
can see
word.
Why.
Hey, we got more 8 days of hope, guys, out here, and we're sure thankful for them.
I just finished up therapy. I'm 61 now, and I've been going monthly.
From 17 to 61.
Yeah, it's called horse trauma therapy.
That 12-step program, yes. Yeah.
I've heard you quote
part of the 10 steps.
that you wouldn't even watch Mr. Ed.
No, I wouldn't watch Mr. Ed.
PTSD.
Triggered.
Yes. Yep. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to South Carolina, and Buddy is on the line. Buddy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, buddy? Buddy, are you a horseback rider?
I'm great, man.
Are you a horseback rider?
No.
Well, you and Tim will get along just fine.
I like looking at horses.
I did when I was younger, but I'm too old now to ride horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, buddy, where do you live in South Carolina?
In Florence.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to try the disciple question.
All right, buddy, here's the question. Only one of Jesus' disciples accompanied him all the way to the crucifixion. Which disciple was it?
I believe that was John.
It was John. Well done.
Yeah, you remember he was right there at the cross, and Jesus said to John, do you see my mom? And said to his mom, do you see him?
Behold your mother,
behold your son. Like, John, please take care of my mom, you know, after I'm gone.
That was his reward for his faithfulness.
The disciple whom Jesus loved.
All right, buddy, what's your question for us?
The Apostle Paul had three missionary journeys. What person in the Old Testament had at least two missionary journeys?
We got a resident pastor that's going to know the answer.
Sure. Throw this question at me.
Journeys, missionary journeys from the Old Testament? Two people did that? It recorded?
Yeah, there was at least one that did that.
Oh, man. I don't know. This got me stumped. I don't know what missionary journey.
Who in the Old Testament.
Who left?
Thinking Elijah, Elisha.
Okay. So, hey, don't say anything, buddy. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. So, Jonah went to Nineveh. Okay. So, who else? Oh, maybe Daniel in Babylon?
Yeah. I don't know. Tim, you're working on an answer there.
Shuffleboard?
No, I'm picking out my lunch.
Oh, okay. Hey, sorry. We know we're stumping around. What's the answer?
I'm going to say Jonah and Daniel.
Yeah. What's the answer? Excuse me. What's the answer, buddy?
Jehoshaphat.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
How do you spell that?
How do you spell Jehoshaphat? Your program about the end is a long name.
Right, right. Well, tell us the journey. Tell us the missionary journey he was on.
Well, look in 2 Chronicles 19:4. It says, again, Jehoshaphat went out and brought Israel back to the Lord.
Huh.
Where did he go?
Out into his realm.
Okay.
I mean.
All right. Yeah. Hey, look, thank you for that. And, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, buddy. So it doesn't say where he went. what he's saying.
He said he went, again, he went and brought Israel back, I think, back to the Lord. So I guess it's not technically a missionary journey going anywhere. It's talking about bringing them back to the Lord.
Not really spelled out like the Apostle Paul. It's just like a lot of the judges and prophets and things did, went out and,
I'm down to one question I got left. We're about out of time.
Do we give them our last time, or is that – no, we're out.
Oh, we probably get time for one more?
One more call, maybe two. We'll see.
All right, we go to Iowa, and Holly is on the line. Holly, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Holly. Where do you live in Iowa?
I live in Dyke, Iowa, which is just outside of Cedar Falls, Waterloo.
Okay, wonderful. You've been there, JJ?
I've been to Cedar Falls, I have, and I'm going to be in Mason City next Saturday, but that's pretty far from you, isn't it, Holly?
Probably about an hour and a half from me.
Okay, well, I'll be at the community college doing stand-up comedy next Saturday night. If you have friends in that area, please let them know.
Will do.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I think we'll just answer today.
All right, which one you feel confident about? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got my 11-year-old son here, and when you asked the question about the fastest bird, he answered before you gave the multiple choice, so he is very confident in that.
Okay, what is the fastest bird? Is it the golden eagle, spur-winged goose, peregrine falcon, or red-tailed hawk?
The peregrine falcon.
That is correct.
Yes, go for
it. Good work.
The peregrine, what did you say?
Peregrine falcon.
Peregrine
when
falcon.
They're on a dive.
242 miles per hour.
Right.
Top speed. That's amazing.
I wonder if so many of them die.
Well, they can only do that twice a year because all their feathers come off. It just blows them all off, and they have to wait till their feathers grow back to be able to go out there and race again.
Okay. Again, I don't take this personally, Ed or our caller.
Yeah, Holly.
Holly, a Paragon Falcon goes how fast?
242 miles per hour.
I thought it was 142 miles an hour.
I don't believe that. Okay.
Okay, well.
So I'm going to have somebody measure it for us.
You need somebody with a radar gun. Yeah. Pull somebody off of from behind the catch.
242 miles an hour.
Yes.
You burn up. You burn up.
We're not talking about re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, Tim. We're talking about
I'll show you the website.
I'll show you the website. Dive.
Yeah. It dives.
It dives.
It folds its wings in and dives.
Yeah. I'm not questioning you guys. I'm questioning the man who registered the speed. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Hey, we have Holly, 2 minutes left. Holly, thank you, son. We got to go. It's time's up. So we got to give the rest of our answers.
So we'll get Corrine from Tennessee on next week. Is that right? Okay. Let's do that.
All right. I only have one question remaining. Most people think the birthplace of the motion picture industry was in Hollywood, but it's actually in New Jersey. True or false, guys?
True.
I'm gonna say it is. It's true.
I was just guessing.
True. True.
Okay. What river forms most of the border between Georgia and Alabama?
I have no idea.
Way down yonder on the...
Chattahoochee River. Yeah, that's a catchy name. They should make a song about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was the border.
Hey, soccer ball actually used in basketball until 1929.
I would say no.
100% true.
What?
Yes, it's true. Look it up. They used a peregrine falcon.
That's what.
But that was feathers were getting everywhere, so they switched to a soccer ball.
You want
to
pinpoint the downfall of our country?
Hey, what's yours, Tim?
Okay. The three best-selling flowers. You go.
It's got to be roses in there.
Roses?
No. Lilies, number three. Daisies, number two. And by far, the best-selling flower in the U.S. is tulips.
Wait, are you calling me a daisy, Huckleberry?
Lilies, daisies, and by far, tulips are the best-selling flower that people buy in America.
Because people like to tiptoe through them.
Says Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good weekend.